It's just frustrating for docs in practice to have to wait to get the results of adjuvant trials. I mean, I don't know, what is this going to be, 3 or 4 years, or when do you think you'll get some answers?
Yeah, I think we're thinking we'll meet accrual within a year, but then we actually are doing so much better in terms of event rates. We have less recurrences and deaths due to early detection and better treatments, and a lot of those women on this trial will go on good endocrine therapy as well. So the event rates are taking much longer, and each trial as it's designed is falling short of its event rate too, which is a good thing for patients, but it is a bit frustrating. Another big barrier that's gotten even worse right now in terms of getting trials done is that the NCI budget is going negative, and we don't have the money for the big cooperative group trials that you need to really do the phase three practice-changing kinds of trials. And it can take us a couple of years from the time a concept is submitted to make an agreement about a trial, and some very good trials are currently being rejected right now, or they're being stalled because we don't have the funding right now. It's not a good thing. And luckily in breast cancer, we do have some other resources with respect to private foundations and the Department of Defense. But, you know, the pharmaceutical companies are an important component in the development of all these new drugs, but there are certain trials that they are never going to be interested in funding, especially with drugs that are off patent that might be cheaper.
Yep, it's a problem. I feel my blood pressure increasing, incidentally, as I listen to you. That and false negative ERs are the two things that get me the most upset. But anyhow,